Hello and welcome to the Oracle of Light podcast. I am your host, Shauna DeMellon. Why are people so scared of mediums? this is something that's come up quite frequently in the last couple of months. I've been introduced at different networking events or, you know, out and about, and I run into people, and it's interesting because I can see the look on their face, or some people sort of just, it makes them uncomfortable, or they don't know what to say. I had one guy that just stood there and just kind of looked at me, and he actually didn't say anything. His wife had introduced me. Oh, this is Shauna. And, you know, she's a medium, and she does mediumship. She communicates with, you know, those who have crossed over. And he literally was deadpan silence, and he just stood there staring at me. And I was kind of intrigued. I mean, I have a background in psychology, so I'm always interested in the mind connection and, you know, the emotional aspect and, you know, what's going on with people. I'm always curious. And he just kind of stood there for about 5 minutes staring at me while I, you know, had a chat with his lovely wife, who was a client of mine. And then I excused myself. He didn't even say goodbye. He just stood there staring at me. So, I will be interested if she does share anything, any further insight as to, what his experience was about. You know, and there's no judgment. You know, it's when I first started doing readings years ago, I hadn't fully embraced it. You know, I remember chatting with a mentor of mine years ago, and she said, yeah, it's a little weird. You're not a teacher, so to speak. You're not a dentist. You're not a lawyer. You're a medium. You work with energy. You channel. You do all of these other things that could be considered weird, but why can't weird be wonderful? You know, why can't you be the invitation to share that with people? Be the invitation for people to explore what that is, explore their own gifts and capacities. You know, I've shared this before, you know, we are all intuitive. Every single one of us on the planet has a sixth sense. We all have a gut feeling. We all have that inner GPS system. And for some of us, it's very strong. And for others, it's, you know, not as strong. It's not as prominent in our world. And mediumship is a different flavor, a different frequency altogether. You know, I like to equate it to, one of those old fashioned radio dials, and you can, you know, turn to the Archangel channel. Oh, there's Archangel Michael. Hello. And oh, there's my guardian angel. Hello. Oh, over here, there's my higher self. Oh, there's another energy over here. What is that? Mediumship has its own specific dial, if you will, its own channel. And it's not for everybody. It really isn't, you know. And over the years, I've met people that are absolutely so excited when they learn that I'm a medium. They're excited, you know. I wonder if there are messages. Do you see anyone around me? And I want to come and see you, and I want to learn. And, you know, my dreams, you know, my grandma came into my dreams. Or, you know, I'm pretty sure that you know, I always see, you know, white butterflies are all over the yard every time I'm gardening. And I think that that's my loved ones. And sometimes I smell cigarette smoke. And so it's beautiful. You know, it's beautiful to help people to recognize that, yes, those are your loved ones that are communicating with you. Those are your loved ones who are, you know, doing anything that they can to relay those messages to you, to let you know that you're not alone, that they're with you, that they're just no longer in their physical body. And what I find, you know, that when people are scared of me, when they learn that I'm a medium, is, you know, the most common fear that I've been able to kind of ascertain from people and kind of pull out of them. You know, what is it, you know, what is it that's scaring you? Like, what can we talk about this? Is there something, is there a question I can answer? And the most common thing that comes up for people is that I'm afraid you're going to tell me something bad. You're going to give me bad news. You're going to tell me that I'm going to have a heart attack in 5 years. You're going to tell me I'm going to lose my job, or that I'm going to lose a loved one. You're going to see things about my life that are bad. And I always like to you know, tell people that isn't necessarily what the messages will be when people come to see me. You know, am I shown things? we could label them as bad. Do I see that, someone could very potentially, be going through a divorce or a relationship maybe ending soon, or their career, there's going to be, the company they work for is going to be bought and sold off, and then they're going to lose their job. And, so whenever these insights come into a reading, that gives us the opportunity to look at what that is. Okay, so if this is going to occur, what would you like to do in preparation, or what would you like to choose now, so that if that, if we need to look at that relationship, maybe it hasn't been great, maybe it's time to look at other alternatives. Do you love the career that you're in? Maybe this, the business being sold is actually a beautiful blessing, because it gives you a chance to go back to school. Maybe it gives you a chance to really start to focus on what you love to do and what your soul's expression is, and start to look for different ways to share that with the world. So I always like to think that life is happening for me. And sometimes that is a real stretch for me. And for other people, right? Like sometimes it's, when the dust clears, so say for example, something comes up in your world, say a relationship ends, and it's heartbreaking, it's hurtful, it triggers those wounds in us. It, if we've worked on, self-acceptance and feeling loved and like we belong, and then a relationship ends that, we really care about someone, that can stir up a lot of stuff for us. And when we have the opportunity to let the dust settle, and we maybe need to cry or get angry or whatever those emotions are that start to come up that we need to work through, when it all settles down, and it will, we're able to look back and maybe look at, oh, you know what? I don't think we were the right fit anyway. Huh. Okay. And we're able to kind of look at it and really figure out perhaps why it didn't work. Maybe we weren't all in with that person. Maybe that person wasn't all in with us. Maybe we settled. Maybe we thought it's better to have someone than not have someone. Or, so there are so many different aspects to that. So that when I do read for someone and I see something that is a potential, and this isn't always a guarantee. Yes, I am psychic as well, but there are so many variables to the psychic work, and we won't delve too far down that path in this episode, because again, the psychic work is a different frequency from mediumship. Not all mediums are psychics, and not all psychics are mediums. And so what's interesting is that, if I do see something in a reading that, the guidance is to share that, to give the person that information, if they're asking questions about, say, for example, a relationship, and the information is coming up that, it may be time to look at making a change. Are you willing to do whatever it takes to have this relationship, keeping in mind that the other person may not? And, something that I've been playing with lately is the idea of radical acceptance. Whenever we are feeling pain or suffering that continues on about a situation, it's because we haven't accepted it on some level. We haven't accepted that it's not going to change. That person has made up their mind, or the company has been sold, or something has gone missing from my world and it's not coming back. Or it's so powerful when we can just have radical acceptance. And then we can choose again. Then we can start to look at what we'd really like to create in our world. So yes, the biggest fear that I found over the years, when people learn that I'm a medium and around mediumship, is that they're afraid. They're afraid that I'm going to see something scary. They're afraid, that there's going to be a message that's going to be upsetting for them. And sometimes they maybe didn't have a great relationship with the crossed over loved one. And, there could be one or two, or there could be a family feud or something that happened with one or more people that have crossed over. And this person is afraid. They're afraid, that all of that energy is going to come up again. All those old feelings are going to come up again. They just don't want to step back into that for example. You know, I've had that come up before where, you know, different family members come for readings and, you know, there was maybe a rift between two brothers and the one brother comes in and he wants to connect with his mom and dad. He doesn't want to talk to that brother without the understanding that as we leave the physical and we're in spirit, that we have the opportunity to look at the impact of our choices on the people closest to us. So oftentimes I have loved ones come through from the other side and they want me to say, you know, I'm sorry. I see it differently. I see it from your side now. I don't want to carry any grudges. I don't want you to carry any hurt from this. I want you to forgive it and let it go so you can flourish and you can live life to the fullest. I think that's the biggest message from the other side is live life to the fullest. Live it to the fullest. We're not here for a long time. Right. And so every day we can get up and choose. If we want to choose to suffer, again, that means that we're not accepting something. And sometimes it takes a lot of work to get to that acceptance. I know that firsthand. You know, there have been circumstances in my life where it doesn't make sense. It doesn't equate. And again, when we can get to that acceptance, it's so freeing and so liberating. And it just lets all that energy go. And so, yeah, when I have somebody come and they're afraid of seeing that I'll see something or I'll know something or that there's a loved one that's going to come through that they don't want to talk to, or perhaps there was abuse. You know, I've had, you know, several loved ones who have come through that have been abusers. They've abused, you know, the client that has come to see me. And, you know, those are difficult situations. And, you know, what I always tell people is that, you know, spirit will show you and share with you what you are ready at that time to receive and see and hear and know. And they're not going to show you something just to scare you. They're not just going to drop something and leave it there without helping you unpack it and helping you to understand it. Spirit doesn't work that way. Another reason why people are afraid when I bring up, you know, that I'm a medium or they learn that I do mediumship is that they have their own gifts and capacities with mediumship that maybe they don't want to look at. It could just be, you know, the majority of us have had, you know, spirit communications as a child, I would say. I mean, from my perspective and from the people that I've met and interacted with over the years and after giving thousands of readings, the majority of people have had snippets of mediumship show up in their world. They smelled cigarette smoke. They felt the air temperature change. They had dreams of their loved ones. They had maybe visitations where their loved one came in when they were doing yoga or a meditation or walking, where their loved one came in and it was like, oh my God, you're here. That's amazing. You know, and it's there for those who choose to step into it. Not everyone is meant to be a medium. Not everyone wants to learn that specific frequency and polish it and master it and find a way to share it with the world. It's not for everyone. And oftentimes when people are afraid, this is usually the second fear that comes up. They've had an experience with spirit and they didn't understand it, or you know, maybe they were made wrong for it, or they didn't have support. You know, I mean, I grew up in a house, you know, we went to Catholic school, and by grade four, you know, I figured out pretty quick that nobody else saw the see-through people, as I called them. Nobody else saw the angels walking around. No one else saw all of the energies and the different beings and entities and things that I saw. No one else saw it. And you know, to want to fit in, I just started to sort of shut it off and I didn't want to communicate as much because I wanted to feel like I belonged. I wanted someone to play with me at recess, is really what it came down to. I just wanted some friends. And, you know, I was ostracized, you know, they made fun of me, that I had my head in the clouds, that I was, you know, and I was aware of all the energies around everyone. And so, yeah, I'm sure I looked a little bit odd sometimes when I saw things and I kind of jumped and I just, you know, had that different awareness. In this day and age, it's something that's more prevalent. It's something that's more widely accepted. It's something that's spoken about, and there's a greater understanding. I mean, we have beautiful mediumship, you know, on TV. We have TV shows. We have books. We have so much on the internet. We have, you know, so many people stepping into their capacity with mediumship, which is absolutely beautiful. And so there's so much more out there. So if anything is coming up for anyone, as I'm looking at the energy around this, people are afraid of their own gifts with mediumship. Everything that brings up and lets down, let's destroy and delete it across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities, and just clear that. And what that is a clearing statement. It'll go through and clear anything that's hanging out in your subconscious mind, any belief, any myth that you bought, any lie that you bought, anything that you bought as true, or anything that's kind of locking that in place, hanging in place for you. It'll just start to dissipate the energy for you. So it'll ease up a little bit more. And something else that I find, you know, to go along that same thread of fear around their own gifts with mediumship is that, yeah, they've had a bad experience before. Something has happened that was very unsettling. I had a client that came to me years ago, and he'd had a premonition that there was a friend of his was going to be in a car accident. And sure enough, within, I think it was 2 or 3 weeks, that friend was in a car accident and he died. And he was absolutely, absolutely devastated. He went through a whole period of, oh my God, I should have warned him. I should have told him. Why did I know that? I don't want to know that stuff. Oh my gosh, what is that? And what was beautiful was when he came in for a reading, his friend that had died in the car accident came through, and he just said, no, it was my time to go. And there's that, you couldn't have done anything different to prevent that. And I want you to let go of that. And so it was beautiful to see that reconnection and to help my client to start to release any of the guilt or, you know, anything that came up around that. And, you know, and he's since taken classes with me, and he's, you know, he's an artist. And so he utilizes his gifts in his artistry. And it just, you know, we were able to sort of open that up a little bit more for him so that he could just continue to channel through whatever that is coming through from his soul. That's so beautiful, that is uplifting and nurturing for the world, that the world needs. You know, the world really needs more love and inspiration and joy, especially during these times. You know, as I'm sitting, you know, in my office recording this, you know, we're still dealing with, you know, COVID-19. We're still dealing with, you know, the effects of this on the world. And, you know, there's still a lot of uncertainty, and we're starting to get back into a semblance of normalcy. But, you know, here in Calgary, the numbers are going up again. And, you know, it's kind of a day by day thing. And I'm finding that for a lot of people, myself included, some days that veil is very thin. And by that, I mean, it's easier to connect with and communicate with spirit. There are so many helpers, angels, and benevolent beings and crossed over loved ones who are around right now offering extra support and guidance for anyone who's willing to receive it, who's open and available to receive it. And again, that's all a choice. It's an absolute choice to be open to the possibility, to maybe sit with your gifts and start to look at them and how do they work, and you know, how your internal GPS works. And, you know, if mediumship is something that's intriguing you, then I invite you to look at that. That is a clear indication that there's more for you. It doesn't necessarily mean that you'll be a medium giving professional readings. You could absolutely choose that. It does mean that you have a capacity with mediumship, and that you could explore that for yourself. Perhaps you'd like to, you know, have a stronger connection with your own crossover loved ones. And then you maybe you'll want to take it from there and see what else is possible with it. There are so many options. There are a plethora of different options available to each and every one of us if we step up, if we invite spirit in. You know, I've said this before in other episodes, you know, to stay in question. And what does that mean? It means that when we stay in question, the universe always answers, always answers. I was just talking about this earlier with a good friend of mine. I have my garage out back. Half the garage is a studio. So it's got carpet and it's curtains and, you know, it's pretty, it's painted. It's all lovely. I used to use it for work years ago. And I have since moved my work into the house. So I don't use that space anymore. And I've been asking lately, okay, what would it take to have that wall removed, have it converted back into a garage so I can actually park in there? What a novel idea. And here in Calgary, we have tons of snow every winter, so it would actually be kind of nice to park in the garage, just saying. And I've been asking lately, what will it take? Universe, bring me the means and the money and the resources to convert that back into a garage. Let me know what that looks like. Thank you. And so I kept staying in question, and I kept asking, and I kept putting it out there. And then my neighbor next door, he actually purchased a vehicle, a car to work on. And I was over chatting with him this morning, and he said, "Hey, I was thinking, I wonder if Shauna would let me store it in her garage for the winter. I would pay you, of course." And I said, "That would be great. You could maybe fit it sideways." But I said, "There's the wall." I said, "So the wall would have to come down, and I'm not sure what that would look like." And so he's very handy. So he said, "Here's my idea with that. I could take the wall down, take all the carpet out, and then I can put my car in there for the winter." So I was like, "Yep." And we're done. It was really cool. Like in that moment, it was like, yeah, the universe always answers. It may not be immediate. We all want it quick. We want the easy button, right? But it's, yeah. And so it can be easy and it can show up right away. Sometimes it needs a little bit more work. Sometimes, it takes a little bit longer for the universe to sort of line up all the pieces, if you will. But I thought that was really cool. I came back in the house and I was like, "Thank you. That was just so amazing. So amazing." So anywhere that you've had any experiences with mediumship that have maybe been unsettling, that have maybe scared you and you didn't know what that was, everything that is, everything connected to it, let's just story and delete it all across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. And another reason why people are afraid of mediums or mediumship is that they're scared of death, that they're actually not sure, is there an afterlife? One of my relatives used to always say, "Well, we're just going to be worm food anyway, so what's the point?" It's just a different perspective on life, really. But yeah, a lot of people are scared of death. They're scared. They don't know what that's going to look like. They don't know, if they have a religious background, perhaps they're not sure if they will be judged. They're not sure, if they've done something horrible and then they're going to have to, face judgment or rectify that. Or there are myriad of reasons why spirits and souls, why people are afraid of death. And, maybe they've seen, a loved one go through a prolonged, illness, and they don't want to be a part of that. They don't want that. They're afraid of what that looks like. And some people I find are really attached to their life, their identity, their things, their loved ones, their families. They're very attached to their world here, and there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes that can sort of get people stuck where they don't realize that they are an eternal soul and that we are here in this incarnation having this experience. And that when this incarnation is done, when our body, we take our last breath and our body is no longer functioning, that our soul, our spirit will leave and continue on the other side. And that's from my perspective as a medium. If you're interested at all in that, there's a blog post I have on my website. It's titled "What Happens When You Die," and it sort of gives you a snippet of what that looks like. If you can't find it, reach out to me and we can get you the link for it. It's also going to be in my upcoming book that is going to be done in the next couple of months. It's off at the editing, so exciting. So I see it as I'm not afraid of death. I think because I work so closely with those who have crossed over, those who have left the physical. And you have to understand that when we leave our physical body, we still have our personality. Like if Uncle Charlie was a little bit of a goofball, he's still a goofball on the other side. If, your sister was really sarcastic, really loud and sarcastic, she'll still have those same traits and qualities on the other side. And so we take that aspect with us when we leave this physical body, this reality, and we move on to the hereafter, the other side, if you will, whatever that looks like for you. Some people call it heaven. Some people call it the hereafter. Some people call it the other side, whatever that looks like for you. Basically, you are not in your physical body anymore. And everywhere that you are afraid of death, everything that's bringing up and letting down, let's just orient and delete it all across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. From my perspective, once a soul leaves their physical body for whatever reason, and again, there are a myriad of reasons as to why, you know, a soul chooses to leave. And yes, from my perspective, we choose to leave. You know, we choose the events that are going to happen, and we choose to leave. And on a soul level, for whatever reason, you know, I've interacted with souls who left because they didn't want to be in a body that was dying anymore. They left because they actually couldn't give me a reason why. It was just part of their soul's journey to leave. It was done. They came and they accomplished maybe their what they set out to do, their blueprint for this lifetime, and it was time to go. They wanted to go and experience something else. Other souls have had very traumatic experiences. Perhaps there's been abuse, neglect, you know, horrible things that have happened, and those souls have said, I'm good, I'm going to tap out now. And you know what? It's just very important to realize that love never dies, that connection is always there, always there. So what I can tell you is, if you'd like to know if this is something that's coming up for you, if there's something around being scared of death, I invite you to watch the movie Ghost with Demi Moore and Patrick Swayze. This is, I usually give this as homework when I'm teaching mediumship, because it just depicts that, yes, there are benevolent light energies. There are darker energies, right? And not that we play with the darker energies, but we are aware that there are, you know, just like there are people. There are people that have our best interests at heart, people that genuinely want to see us succeed, are rooting for our success. And then there are people that are not. There are people that, for whatever reason, would love to undermine us, would love to trip us up, would love to see us fail. And so, you know, same thing with energy, same thing with energies that are not in a human body. There are some that are so beautiful and lovely, and there are others that are not. And so, again, not focusing on the latter. But in the movie Ghost, I won't spoil it for you, but there is a light that shows up. And I see this every time I work with spirit, crossing spirits over, or if I'm at a hospice, or, you know, someone is nearing their time to go, I will see this beautiful light that opens up. And I always hear this, the most beautiful celestial music. I have yet to find it here on the planet. Pentatonic, their song Alleluia, has that frequency. I think I played it 8,000 times last Christmas because it just had that resonance, that frequency. It was just so beautiful. And I always hear this beautiful music. The light opens up and I watch that soul go to the light. And from what I've seen from doing thousands I'm not even sure what you would call it. I just see it as crossing them back over to where they need to be. After doing thousands of them over the years, I always see their loved ones waiting for them. Their loved ones are waiting on the other side for them. I've seen pets, I've seen dogs, horses, cats, I've seen animals, I've seen children waiting, I've seen their relatives, their friends, they're all waiting for them, just waiting to take them back to the light. And it's a very, very beautiful experience. I have not had one spirit come through in a reading and say, it was horrible, it was traumatic, I hated every minute of it, I hate it here, I want to come back. Not one. Absolutely not one. There was a man that I read for years ago. His father had came through and he wanted to make sure he was okay. And his dad said, I am more than okay. And I always ask the loved ones to show themselves at their happiest. And so sometimes they don't. It takes a little bit to get the validation from my client because they're, you know, perhaps they died and they were in their 90s and they were in a hospital bed. I may see them in their 40s and they're dancing and they have a full head of hair. So sometimes it takes a little bit of, you know, a little bit, it's kind of like charades. It's, you know, we're trying to put those pieces together to help validate and confirm that that's who it is for my client. And he said it was the most beautiful experience ever. He said it was, you know, just imagining the most happiest, joyous, blissful day of his life on earth. And that's what it feels like all the time. There are no worries, no concerns, there are no bills. There isn't a body that has ailments. There isn't ache, there isn't pain, there isn't anger, there isn't any of that. It's just, you're not in a physical body, and you're just, that's your true essence, basically, is what you are when you cross over. And then I have other people that, you know, perhaps they have, you know, a religious background, and or you know, they just this have this idea that mediumship is not natural. It's fake, it's phony, it's crazy, it's, you know, I had somebody say to me once, you know, maybe you need to be on something. I said, well, yeah. Chocolate, right? Bring me the chocolate, it's all good. And so, yeah, some people just think it's just totally unnatural. It's unreal. That doesn't happen. It's not right. It's, you know, again, a myriad of reasons why. And I'm not questioned nearly as much as I was before. It's like it was almost like I was, it's like every day I was like questioned by somebody or something came up about mediumship. And I really think that was to help me just to step into and acknowledge it and accept it, right? Radical acceptance. I'm a medium, lifelong medium. I've seen spirit since I can remember. It is what it is. And so whenever someone does come up now, and again, it doesn't happen very often, and they just think it's unnatural. It's, I find people are more curious. There's something in them that is, it sparked an interest in them. And so they'll come up and have conversations with me and just ask me questions. And I'm more than happy to answer questions from my perspective. And my perspective isn't the perspective. My perspective isn't, this is what Shauna said, you have to follow everything I said and don't falter. Do everything as I say. Absolutely not. And take what resonates and leave the rest. I can't stress that enough. I always tell people, take what resonates and leave the rest. Because what is true for you will feel light and bubbly and kind of like champagne bubbles. And if it's not true for you, it's just going to feel kind of, ooh, no, that doesn't resonate. And so it's very important to listen to that, whether, you know, you're listening right now to this podcast, you know, listening, you know, to experience, you know, what is your body telling you? You know, does it feel light? Does it feel really fun, like bubbles and just happy joy? Or does it feel heavy? No, that's, and so again, just, you know, that's another level of our awareness. And everyone has that as well. We all have intuitive gifts. We all have the ability to communicate with different energies, whatever that looks like on that spectrum of that radio dial, as I mentioned earlier. And intuition and spirit communication are very natural. It's just it's a natural gift and capacity. And so if you are starting to step into your mediumship maybe a little bit more, maybe you're looking for a way to understand it, I have a new mini course that we've just put the final stamp of approval on. It's called An Intro to Mediumship, Opening Things Up. It comes with videos where we talk about, you know, your gifts and you know, what it's like when, you know, when you're trying to explain to people that don't understand, you know, and then we do a meditation where you'll connect with your mediumship team, and we've got handouts and PDFs and all sorts of good stuff. So if that's something that interests you, you can head on over to my website at livealifeyoulove.org, and all the details are there on the website. You can download it immediately and get going with it. Some really great movies around spirit communication that I love over the years. I don't follow any of the, I mean, I love the idea of the ghost tours and you know, old buildings. Always, I love old buildings. I'm always intrigued by it. I'm also very aware of how Hollywood has kind of taken it in a whole different direction that is not the beautiful aspect of spirit communication. And I'm a spiritual medium, so I love to facilitate the healing process. When I work with people, I'm not only connecting with their loved ones and relaying information, I'm also assisting their healing on a spiritual level, on an emotional level, on a mental level, on a soul level. And so I am a spiritual medium, so that works a little bit differently than perhaps other mediums. And so these are the movies that I absolutely love. As I mentioned earlier, Ghost is fabulous. I think I watched it about a year ago, and I love it. It's just, it really relays everything that I've experienced personally, firsthand, with spirit communication. The other movie that's really great, if it interests you, is The Others with Nicole Kidman. It's actually a family that lives in a home, and they don't realize that they've died. And this happens quite a lot with what we refer to as an earthbound spirit. So for whatever reason, that spirit hasn't gone to the light and they remain earthbound. They don't have their physical body anymore and they're not in the hereafter, in heaven. They're in this this in-between place where they don't have access to their guides. I do see that there is an angel that stays with them. And I do believe that those angels guide them to people and places and situations where they can cross back into the light if they so choose. But yeah, it's a really fascinating movie. And the other movie is The Sixth Sense. I see dead people. It's that little boy with Bruce Willis. I don't remember the little boy's name, unfortunately. I can see him there. He's super cute. And so yeah, these are some great resources. Perhaps you have mediumship abilities and you're not sure how to tell your family or your friends, have them watch that movie, right? Like it's becoming more well known. People are really starting to explore the possibilities, and I think that's beautiful. I think it's so amazing. And the more that people can be informed, you know, we can give them all the information and then they can make a choice based on what works for them. And that's really all it comes down to. Mediumship works for me, hands down. It just is what it is. And again, it's a different frequency, a different flavor, and it's not for everyone, and that's okay. And so I send you mountains of love. I love all the emails I always get and the text messages and messages on Facebook from everyone. I'm so thrilled that we can bring this information to everyone and really, really assist you with whatever that looks like for you with your mediumship and your capacities with spirit communication. So I can guarantee if you're drawn to this episode that you have a gift and capacity with mediumship. And if you would love assistance to start to unravel that and look at it, maybe take it to the next level, reach out, let me know. I work one-on-one with clients as well. I teach classes. We've got some classes coming up in the near future. Very exciting. Lots of good stuff coming up. Mountains of love. I'll talk to you next week. Bye for now.